This is the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson podcast.
Last night, we had a beautiful fringe show and we put on some amazing acts at the Royal Cocaine Club. And we got to go on stage with everybody and then something happened midway through and one of us ruined the show.
Shane.
Now, okay, now strong words there, guys, because I really don't think I ruined the show. I think I added an extra surprise to it.
Well, you ruined the surprise.
Totally ruined the surprise, bro.
Okay.
It was kind of cute in your little Shane Lowe way.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, we had Slumber, so one of the acts is great, part of the Fringe, and they do their like...
Spoiler alert!
Oh, yeah, we're going to spoil it for
you. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So they do their act and they're on stage and they're dancing like they're in this 80s nightclub. And then your one job was to hold like a blood pack.
Yes.
Is that what they're called, Dylan?
Yeah. Sure. It's like a bit of Glad Wrap with some fake blood in it.
Yeah. Like a pouch, like a blood pouch.
Yeah, like a little bauble.
Yeah. It's not like a
like a little bauble of blood. Right? Strapped to me with gaffer tape.
That's so weird.
So that was under his shirt.
Yep.
Yeah. And Shane was supposed to pretend to not know what was going on and then he was going to get stabbed and then the blood was going
to
go everywhere.
Yeah, because he had to hold the knife in the back of his pants.
His job was to hold the knife in the back of his pants and hold the blood pack under his shirt.
Yep.
So as you walked onto the stage, acting surprised like you'd been chosen from the audience. What's going on?
I know, I was good at that bit.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
You dropped the knife onto the ground.
Yeah, okay.
It was supposed to be concealed and pulled out as a surprise moment.
I know.
And there it is on the ground for everyone to see.
I didn't mean to do it.
Meanwhile, your blood pack's sliding down your top because you're sweating too much and it's reduced the stickiness of the gaffer.
Yeah, I was just grabbing one pec. It's not really a pec.
It's not a pec.
It's more fat than anything else.
Small
but I was just, and I was just holding it there. And then the knife fell out and then I was like, oh, God, this is the worst.
Yeah.
But I think it added to the scenario.
Did it?
No.
I'm asking you.
No, it ruined it. It ruined the surprise, mate. Oh, you ruined the surprise.
Yeah, okay. Well, this happens. 13, 24, 10. When have you ruined a surprise? Or when has a surprise been ruined for you? Hayley Pearson's got a story.
Yeah, surprise parties as often get ruined.
Yes. Well, let's hear your story.
Theatre productions by Shane Lowe. Ruined.
Yeah, right. When have you ruined the surprise or when has the surprise been ruined for you? Let's talk about it. Get involved. 13, 24, 10.
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
Question is, when have you ruined a surprise or when has a surprise been ruined for you?
Because you're a surprise ruiner, Shane.
Yeah, it's what I do.
Classic Shane.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to.
Yeah.
My mum didn't mind it. She was watching.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she thought it was a fun moment when you dropped the hidden knife.
Oh, thanks, Ange. I appreciate that. That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, let's ask other people when they've ruined the surprise. George is on the phone. George, morning.
Morning, guys.
What happened, George?
It was actually last year on Mother's Day because I was born on Mother's Day. And my sister, she gave me her old phone to me.
Yeah.
And she kind of ruined it. She told me a day before, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
She ruined the secret birthday present. That's a nice Mother's Day present for your mum, though, isn't it?
Upset.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
George.
Oh,
George.
Oh, it's all right, mate. Oh.
But she made up for it and brought me Nando's. So.
Oh, what?
I mean, that solves everything.
Winning, George.
Good sister.
Oh, Nando's. Thank you very much, George.
Good morning, George.
Laura is also on the phone with a story for us. Morning, Laura.
Morning.
What happened, Laura?
Well, me and my sister, we watched a TV show together, Game of Thrones, and I kind of ruined when a main character dies and gets resurrected.
Oh, Laura.
No.
I mean...
It's at the tongue. I really didn't mean to.
Well, it's not that much of a spoiler on Game of Thrones because all the main characters die.
Yeah, that is true.
Not all of them.
Well, they do.
I haven't seen the last series. So
sorry.
Just ruined the surprise for me.
They're all gone.
Teddy
Bones.
Charlene on the phone too in Powerful Gardens this morning. Good morning, Charlene.
Good morning.
What happened, Charlene?
I accidentally ruined my engagement surprise.
Oh, oh no.
Poo.
What happened?
Yeah, I was driving my now fiance's car and I really needed deodorant, so I went through his work bag to find some deodorant and accidentally found the box and the ring.
Oh,
no.
Did you pretend that you hadn't seen it?
I did. We had a very big overseas trip coming up, so I knew that it was obviously going to happen then, so I just didn't tell him until about 5 minutes after he proposed. I was like, well, I kind of knew.
So, so you went through the bag, and then you saw the box, and then you decided to open the box?
Yeah, you can't not open it.
Okay. Charlie. Okay, thank you, Charlie.
Devil. Thank I
you,
love Charlie. That.
There you go, Shane. You're not alone. Lots of people ruin things.
Makes you feel better, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that good?
Yeah.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
No, I'm not doing anything wrong.
Can you talk into the mic a bit? Just lower the mic technique.
I need to walk around.
He's standing up in the corner of the room. Come closer. Come on. It's all right.
I'm scared of you guys because you've been bullying me.
Mate, it's all right.
You've been teasing me.
Yep.
Ostracizing me.
I love ostracizing.
All out of love, though.
Is it?
It's love, yeah.
All right, so these guys are claiming I'm doing something wrong, and I don't think it's that wrong. And I don't mind. I don't even care if it's wrong. I'm going to keep doing it like this anyway.
Okay.
13, 24, 10, if you want to get involved with this chat, perhaps you're doing something wrong, or perhaps your friends are teasing you about doing something wrong. I got a fitness ball from Kmart.
Yes.
And I blew it up, and now I've got a fitness ball at home. Isn't that awesome? So I can do my fitness and you can witness my fitness.
Yeah, but that's not the wrong part.
The wrong part that you think is wrong is that I blew it up with my mouth hole.
Yep.
How long did that take
you? A while.
Yeah.
How long? Like hours?
No. I've got a very good lung capacity from years of clarinet playing. So I thought it was fine to do that.
Yep.
It made me feel quite dizzy.
Yeah, it would have.
Like blowing up a balloon. Like a sausage balloon for doing balloon tricks.
Oh,
that
yes.
makes me feel dizzy too.
Yeah, but they're little, like big fitness balls are big. That takes a long time.
Yeah, I knew
it's
I was,
a lot of air.
I felt like I was probably doing it wrong because I realised the only way to do it, you've got to visualise this, is whilst blowing into the giant ball, which is sort of smothering your cheeks a little bit, you have to put your tongue into the hole every time you breathe, take another breath.
Don't like that.
Oh, that's gross.
Don't like that.
It's got that powdery kind of thing in it.
Don't like
well.
That mental picture. It's like Tony Abbott eating ice cream.
Because otherwise the air comes back out again.
Yuck.
So I found myself a tongue in hole.
But a little bit of air comes out. Hang on.
Tongue in hole. Like that.
At what point did you realise it was the wrong thing? Did someone tell you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife.
Don't fit balls come pre-blown up? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not...
No, you got to buy them in packets.
Really?
Unless they're, like, a display one.
But
you get it for cheaper.
Oh, okay, good. But didn't the instructions say, use a pump?
Yeah.
But who...
Like a bike pump.
Who reads instructions?
Everyone reads instructions.
No one reads instructions. I thought my method of blowing with the tongue in the hole bit was fine, and it works fine, and now I can do my stretching and my Swiss ball exercises.
No, you were doing it wrong. You were doing the whole thing wrong.
So I should. Apparently, you can use a bike pump, or you can go to a servo and use the tire pump.
Yeah, just before the servo.
I know. I know, idiots. Other people. 13, 24, 10. Are you doing it wrong?
Yeah.
Do you not even care?
Yeah.
Be on my team.
All right, guys. Let's have your
story. I dare you to ring.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. When did you realise you're doing something wrong?
Maybe it's always a parent who's doing something wrong. All my kids, they like swiping the TV to try and change the channel because they think it's like an iPad. Oh, kids.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
We're just talking about Dylan Lewis blowing up a football with his mouth the wrong way to do it. He was doing it wrong.
Supposed to do it with a pump, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with exercising my lung.
No, as long as you got the job done, mate.
Yeah, it only took you 3.5 days, didn't it?
No, I did it in one go, and it's very firm.
Because
of my good technique.
Because you left your tongue in there.
In the hole.
It's always a good technique, guys. Kate's on the phone. Kate, hi.
Morning.
But there's nothing wrong with how I did that, is there?
No, because I actually did the same thing, and I'm 37 weeks pregnant.
Kate!
See? Are you guys going to tease Kate? Are you guys going to tease Kate now as well as teasing me?
No, because we love Kate.
No, well,
and she's very fragile because she's got a baby inside her.
Jazz, that's a good effort when you're 37 weeks pregnant.
Hey, what were you doing blowing up a football? Why were you going to be using a football?
My midwife said I suggested I start bouncing on it, trying to lose my baby.
No.
But we actually bought a bike pump, but my partner broke it, and then he's like, okay, I'm off to work now. And I was like, I just really wanted to get it done.
Determined,
so I just
Kate.
Decided to blow it up with my mouth.
You're a legend.
You are a legend.
So, when are you? Have you had the baby? When was this? Are you?
No. I'm 37 weeks pregnant now, and I'm done on the weekend.
Oh.
Aww. So.
Well, good luck with the birthing and get bouncing, girl.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Kate. Anthony's also getting involved. 13, 24, 10. If you've got a story too, Anthony did something wrong, mate.
Good morning, Luke. Good morning, Lewis, Lowe and Pearson. How are we all?
Good, thanks, Anthony.
I'll keep this short.
Thank you.
My girlfriend took me on a holiday to Barcelona, and as part of a sort of nice thing she could do, she took me to a hamam, which is like a day spa type thing.
Okay.
I got through most of the hamam treatment, which I thought was fantastic. Yeah. And then we got to the part where you massage, and the lovely Moroccan lady brought me some warm oil, which is, you know, obviously to smell and to see which one I'd like to be massaged with. And I accidentally took it and drank part of it. Horrified and the oil away from me, and you know, language might have been an issue there, but yeah, look, I can't rate command treatment highly enough.
Oh my god, oh you my just god. Dip your bread in it.
Yeah, yeah, I thought it was, you know, some, but look, being from country South Australia, it was a new and interesting thing for me. Oh. I now know how I'm meant to behave at a haman next time I go to one.
You so, are hilarious, I love you.
Good on you, Anthony.
My face isn't up on hamans all around the world saying, don't let this infidel into this establishment or something.
Okay, I thought you were going to keep it short. Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate it.
Good on you. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Joe's also got a story for us. Joe, what happened? Morning.
Hello.
Hi.
What happened, Joe?
Basically, I was setting up an outdoor, you know, kids swing set, cubby house, slide, you know, things you buy from Bunnings. Yeah. And it comes with a few hundred hex bolts, which are Allen key bolts. And, okay, so I basically had to put it together with by hand with an Allen key.
Good.
All right, and then after a day, which it took me a whole day to put it together, I realised at the very end that they had supplied an Allen key drill bit.
Classic.
So my fingers were, you know, were so sore by the end of the day, and then I realised I could have actually done it by, you know, drill bit.
Did it stay up, Joe?
Yeah, it's still there.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Joe.
Oh, done. Okay.
Sorry, a lot of people are doing things wrong, guys. Just keep doing things wrong. It's fine. All right, let's check the...
You can talk, mate. I did one wrong thing in life, and you just having a field day about it.
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
Let's get quizzical.
It's quizness. It's quizness time.
So cool, 13, 24, 10. You could win a prize at the end, oh.
It's quizness. It's quizness time.
Stories, guys, it's quizness time. It is Hayley Pearson versus Shane Lowe in the quiz. I'm due for another win. Of course I am, going.
No, you're not due. You need to give it to me. Be nice.
Hayley actually said before we started, can you just let me win today, Shane?
I'm really nervous for today.
Well, Tony's rank three wants you to represent her
really?
In the quiz. Yeah, Tony, yep.
Tony, thank you for believing in me.
And Harley wants Shane Lowe, won't lay down, Harley? Track record's pretty good. I mean, I'm on 15, 16.
Cocky too.
I'm Quizmaster. I'll now introduce the players for today.
Players.
Shane Lowe?
Yep, that's me. DuckTales.
Every day that I've been making DuckTales. All right, and Hayley Pearson. Oh, yeah. I asked the guys to think of the music that best describes them to walk on stage with. And
nailed
that
was, it.
That's what that music's supposed to be, and it doesn't work.
Nailed it. I know. It's great, isn't it?
All right, today the quiz is all about royals.
Oh,
after all that footage and the pictures has come out of Prince William partying with an Australian model.
Yep.
He's not with her. She's on the dance floor as well.
The
he's
worst,
just having fun raising the roof.
He is raising the roof. That's the worst part.
Yeah. I know.
He's putting his arms in the air and waving them around like he just doesn't care.
Well, he doesn't care, and that's why we love him.
Good on, William. All right, question one, guys. You ready? Buzzer's working.
Shane.
Question one. Who?
Shay.
Who is William married to? That's Hayley.
Kate Middleton.
You?
Oh, no, this isn't going to go well. That's all right. That's all right. Just one. It's only one. Don't worry about it. Don't stress about it.
Question two.
We're Facebook living this right now, and so don't swear or say anything bad.
Oh, cheers.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Don't say anything bad.
Hi, Facebook.
Hi.
Okay, don't get distracted by the camera. Facebook Live, guys. Okay, can you get Quizmaster's now dancing for the camera?
Dylan, I'm getting nervous.
Question
hurry up.
Two. Question two. Which
please.
HBO TV show was King Joffrey in?
Hayley.
Go.
Game of Thrones.
Yes. Hang on. I feel like these questions are very biased and lead towards Hayley having a
win.
I don't want to be a
sore loser, mate.
I don't want to be a sore loser.
I'm concentrating.
That's two to Hayley. None. Zero.
This is not right.
Donuts.
This is an outrage.
Zilch to Shane thus far. Question three. Which animated lion just can't wait to be king?
Simba.
Yep, that's one to Shane. All right.
Everything the light touches.
What Australia? You're not concentrating, Hayley.
Sorry,
you really wanted to win. You've done your research.
He distracted me.
How did I distract you?
You just did with your eyes.
What Australian movie includes the phrase, tell him he's
Oh, no, that was a Hayley.
That was Shane.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it was a Shane.
I'm pretty sure it was Shane.
And it's from the castle.
Yeah, this is what happens when I get distracted.
Well, don't get distracted, okay. Mate.
It's the music.
This is the decider.
No music. Right.
What
no
music?
Music?
It's a drone.
I can't lose this.
Last question.
Come on, Shane.
Fast game's a good game.
I know, it is.
What is the Queen of England's first
Hayley.
Name?
Hayley. Elizabeth. Correct. Alexandra Mary. That was
my nose. Okay,
Hayley won. Shane lost. Right on, sister.
I want my music.
Tony, you're off to see 21 Pilots. Well done.
Woo! Good play.
Well done, Tony. That's all right. Calm down, please. Yep, you're welcome.
Where's my music, Shane?
Okay, sorry. Joke. I don't like this. I don't like this.
Yes, I did it. See, kids, you need to study and then you go, well, it's all about studying.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lo with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
I've got to tell you about this video that's had, I think, 84 million views. It is seriously, I still laugh about it every time I look at it because it's like my happy thought. It's so funny. So basically, there's this professor. He's doing this BBC World News interview about the South Korean president. So it's a very serious interview. It's a Skype interview on video, obviously, and he's wearing his suit. And he's doing it from his, like, library or study or something at home. Anyway, as he's in the middle of his speech and giving his opinion, you see the door at the back of the room open.
In the background.
And there, his daughter, like, just starts walking in, and you see him start to get a little bit awkward, but she hasn't really made much noise yet. And then she comes up to him, and you can see him, like, push her face away, like, really slowly. And then my favourite part is when the little baby comes in and his little walker thing is like a crab. And he walks through this room, and then the gold of the whole thing, when the kids are like distracting him, is when his wife obviously realizes she's out in the other room and flings open the door and literally slides like she's going for a softball.
Softball.
And gets the kids out. I'm just laughing because it's so funny. But there's a little bit of audio. Have a listen to this.
I would be surprised if they do. The pardon me. My apologies.
What was this going to be for the region?
My apologies.
He doesn't even turn around at all. He never turns around.
But he can see, and you know when you're Skyping someone in the monitor, you can see what you look like. So he saw his wife fly in. And then the best part is when she's got the kids out finally after she's got the little boy out on the little walker thing, you just see her on the floor reaching with her hand and shut the door. It's the best.
Selfie.
I have the video, Dan. We've got it up on Facebook.
Yeah, we've got to put it. We'll put it on our Facebook now.
Lewis and Lo with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
There's no easy way to say this. I've got babies in my knees.
Yep. Yeah.
So I took a photo and I never realised this. I know it sounds so weird, but I was a zookeeper for the day last week. So I was dressed in my zookeeper outfit, right? And they gave me these little shorts. And
Khaki.
Oh. And I just posted a photo on my Instagram, on Adelaide Instagram, actually. And a lovely person commented. I was quite offended when I first read it. And then I thought, oh, wait a minute, that's actually quite cool. But she commented saying, have you ever noticed that you've got babies' faces in your knees? And I looked at the photo. We put it on the Lewis and Lowe
totally have.
Facebook page.
Yeah.
But I actually have, like, little baby fetuses in my knees.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like when you
see this
story. One's angry and one's just cute and, like, sleeping.
Oh, so one's evil and one's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
Good gear.
Brittany.
Have
they got names?
Yeah, I'm going to call it. One's Brittany and the mean one's Neve.
Yeah, if you get onto the Facebook page, you will definitely see the baby's in the knee. Like, it's definitely there, which is, it's like when you get those stories coming around of Jesus pops up in toast or on someone's fence or something.
Because I've always seen faces. It's weird that I've never noticed at 35. I've just realised that I've got faces in my knees.
Yeah.
I always see faces. What's that called? It's
pareidolia.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Pareidolia
is
when you see faces in things. And it stems from an interesting phenomenon of when you're a young baby and you're starting to recognise shapes for the first time, you recognise a face as one of the first things that you will ever identify as being a thing because that face belongs to a human who will look after you.
So
you see faces. And that carries on in later in life when we start to look at the moon
but
and you see a face.
Some people don't see these things. Do you know what I mean?
Really? But the more you talk about it and point it out with pareidolia,
yeah,
the more you'll start to go and accidentally see it everywhere. I can't stop seeing it now, and I've taught my children what pareidolia is, and now they can't stop seeing it. And I follow all these Twitter things as well.
Yeah, there's one that they find it in everything.
Faces in things.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I love... Let's get people to tell us where they've seen face. Is that something?
Is this the weirdest thing we've ever done?
No, I love this.
Now that I've said it out loud, I regret saying. 13, 24, 10, yeah. Where do you see faces? Is that something?
Yeah.
And I'd like to take photos of all of our knees because I do believe we've all got babies in our knees.
Yes, and I wonder if they're friends.
Of course they would be. Yeah. Why wouldn't they be friends? Okay. Well, 13, 24, 10. Do you see faces? Where do you see them? Maybe it's in the moon. Maybe it's in your knees.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
We're just talking about Hayley's knees and how they look like babies. Normal sentence.
I've never realised that until I put a photo on social media and someone's commented saying, oh my God, you've got two babies in your knees. So I've got like twin babies. One looks like it's sleeping and one looks like it's kind of angry, like it's evil. We put it on the Lewis and Lowe Facebook page and there's a lot of people commenting, people saying that's freaking them out. But one lady said she remembers reading somewhere when she was little that this is what your future children will look like. Like that's the sign of it.
Wow.
Wow. I think I just store extra fat in my knees. That's what it is. There's so much.
Now, knees are ugly part of the body.
Yeah, no, mine are extra ugly. Yeah.
No, they're not ugly.
It's okay. They're really. I'm okay with it.
Because I've got babies on them. They're cute.
But they're not.
They're cute
so
baby
much
knees.
Skin.
But you know, sometimes people are born with a twin about inside them.
Oh, they're my twins.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So I am having twins.
What? Shouldn't.
Anyway, guys. Get on the photo, have a look, leave a comment too, guys. I'd love to know what you think about Hayley's baby niece. Here's what you're wasting.
Brittany and Neve.
Yeah.
Their names, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
You could get them tattooed. Make
no,
it a bit more perma.
That.
Yeah.
No, that's
seems
fine.
Like, seems, right. Yeah. Seems like a lot of work. Anyway, guys, here's some news. You're waking up to this today. Apparently, kids turn into slobs at the age of 7. So it says at the age of 7, kids could turn into couch potatoes because it's the time where they, where they stop doing as much physical activity.
I thought that's when they start doing physical activity.
Yeah, no, it says it's on the decline.
Oh, I thought you don't do physical activity when you're little and then you start doing like soccer and netball and cricket when you're like 7.
Are you questioning what's in your
paper? I don't believe that article. Yeah.
So I'm putting
you
it in
need
the bin.
To put screw that up and put it in the bin.
It's over there.
So you become a couch potato at 7 if you're not careful. Yeah. Speaking of potatoes.
Oh, good, good.
This is also in the news. Cheers, guys. I'm
right,
that up myself.
Great.
You know when you're eating a packet of crisps, which we often give out on this show, and there's one with a bit of green on it, and you go, ooh.
Yeah, what is that green?
That's poison. Is that poison? And you chuck it out? Mm. Or you take the green bit off and just eat the rest of the crisp?
Or like you're saying,
you just don't care and you just eat it anyway? Yeah. It's poisonous, guys.
Yeah, I mean,
it's poisonous.
Is it though?
Yeah. And what it is when a potato is exposed to some sunlight, it goes a little bit green. It's just that. It's what happens in nature. What's it? Chlorothing.
Chloroform.
Something like that.
Chlorophyll. Chlorine.
It's one of those things. Anyway, it's the same toxin produced by deadly nightshade. And it's not going to harm you if you eat it. You have to eat pretty much a whole green potato. So that's interesting. Don't worry, guys. It doesn't matter if you eat a green chip.
We're really not good at telling news, are we?
Really?
No. Either don't believe it or we just like dissect the story.
The big news you're waking up to today here, guys. Chips.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
It is Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson on Nova. We always get this guy in. He's here for the Fringe, guys, right up until Sunday, the 19th. You can see him at the Arts Theatre. It's Stephen K. Amos. The name of the show is world famous. He is. What? Welcome to the show.
In the house. In the house. Thank you very much.
World famous. What a great name for your show. Is that because you're world famous?
No, actually, it's not. And I'll tell you what it is. It scans quite perfectly with my name. Stephen K. Amos. World famous. Do you see what it is?
Oh, that, no. It's rhyme.
It's a rhyme, basically. Mm. And I'm not bragging because basically the gist of the show is all about perceptions and how any one of us, due to social media, can be world famous, but maybe for the wrong reasons.
Oh.
An ill-judged tweet, something says about you online that's not true, then it takes a life of its own.
What a time to be in Adelaide, too. There's so much going on. You were in Pitt Lane at Clipsal.
Do you know what? I am generally a petrol head sort of person. I haven't got any kids, but I'm a big boy and I like my toys. So this is the second time I've ever been to Clipsal, but the first time I've been able to go into one of their cars and do a couple of raps around the track.
Oh, you did a lap.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
Like fast laps?
Yeah.
Do you drive?
Do I drive? Yes. Oh, no, do you drive on the lap yourself?
No, just in general. I thought you'd have a driver.
Oh, I have people who do stuff for me, yes.
Yes.
He's
yes,
world famous.
What kind of car do you drive?
Oh, I have a selection of fast cars. That can only sit two people, let's just put it like that. So, yeah, they're quite nice. And one of them I used to have as a kid on my wall as a poster. And then the day wow. I could actually go out and buy one, I was like, boom.
Oh, you've
oh,
made
that's
it.
Boom.
I know, right?
So
I cried.
Oh.
But you're not going to tell us what it is. I think you can judge a character by what they drive.
Oh, really? A tractor. It's called a tractor. You may have heard one of those. It's big, it's economical. It's quite slow.
Did you take your tractor to WOMAD or Adele on the weekend?
Do you know, I really wanted to go to see Adele because I have met her a couple of times through other people, and the last time I saw her, Beyonce, I just not named her, she was doing a private gig in London, and I knew the guy who's like that boss of the record label, and he got some tickets, and was so, but then everybody was there, like any person who's doing music was there just to watch this, and that's the last time I saw Adele. Who knew that I'd come to Adelaide and she'd follow me? You know what I mean? I started this trend, right? Yeah. I've been coming to Adelaide doing Fringe for probably like 10, 12 years. She gets wind of it and then...
Suddenly she's here.
...sucks it all out.
Do you arrive everywhere in a box like she does?
Do you know, I wish. No, no, we don't travel like that.
I wish you were wheeled into the studio today in a box.
Can you imagine? I wouldn't say no to that. I have requested being helicoptered in everywhere.
Same as Dylan. Dylan does the same thing.
See, yes. I'm with you, son. I'm with you, Dil.
Thank you. Dil. You get it.
I've been in a box a couple of times. It's been quite fun. But the thing, though, about going to like a massive stadium with all those people is just a bit too much.
She said the same thing, that she gets severe anxiety. And sometimes she's left concerts through the fire exit because she's so scared of her audience. Do you get that?
Do you know what I actually do? This is so weird. I finish my gig and I go out the back door, stage door, with a cap on and a different shirt. And bearing in mind, I'm one of the few black people in this town, my audience walk past me. They walk past me. What are the chances of that?
You put a disguise on.
It's just a hat. It's just a hat and different clothes.
Well, that's a disguise.
I can afford different clothes.
Well, someone's doing well.
I see you wearing a hat.
Yeah, it's not a disguise.
I didn't say mine was disguised. It's just a hat.
It's obviously a disguise. You want to keep away from the dirty masses.
No, well, I don't mind.
I get it.
I don't mind them touching me. No, they're lovely people. I like my crowds. They're very diverse, actually. A good demographic. So we like that.
Well, the Arts Theatre, you can check him out right until the 19th. It's Sunday, guys. Go check it out. The show's called World Famous. Stephen K. Amos, always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Love you.
Have a good day.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
For more Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson, hit up novafm.com.au.